Roya, Achi's Tovu, you have to have Kedusha on it, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Balmum, and then the Yimcha, then you could sell it. The Yipu Domu V'Nadova. And with the money, you have to sell the Nadova to buy a Korban Nadova for the Mizbeah. But because once the Kedusha was Chav, the Kedusha does not go off it. Rashi says, Nitar Shali by Nikfoy, Nigru Makishto, the Gemara says, since a person has Liba Nokfoy, it bothers him a little bit whether he really did the Chet or not. So the Maestro says Liboy is bothering him, therefore the Maestro meant to be Makish to Korbin. He even though it's found that he did not do the Chet, but right now he meant to be Makish to B'lev Sholem, therefore the Kedusha is Chal, therefore you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum. Rabbi Lezer says, Yakriv, no, you can be Makish, but bring us a Korbin. Shim Einoy, Bo Al Chet, there, Hooray Yabo Al Chet Acher. If you don't live for this Chet, bring us another Chet. Rashi says, he goes to time and he says, more increases. That misnadavod the Rosh Hashanah b'chol yom, a person can bring a person from the Dov and Rosh Hashanah. Like he holds misnamot a sure person did a chet, therefore he could bring a Rosh Hashanah even though you don't know for sure on which chet. Here, even though it came out that the chet you thought you did was not a chet, still the korban could be brought. So that's the halacha if you realize this before you made a shechita. What's going to be the halacha mishanishchat noydaloi? That's after you made a shechita on the korban, then you first found out that you did not do a chet. The locker is Adam Yishofer, Adam has to be spilled out. The Noma Mitzvah is to bring the Korban, because it's like Chulim Shenishchatu B'Yazar, Rashi says. So Adam, the blood should be spilled out. For Yabosi Yisrof, you have to burn the meat. What's going to be Nizr Kadam? Let's say you already made this Rikas Adam, and then you found out that you did not do the Chet. So Abosi Yechel, you're allowed to eat the meat, means the Kanim could eat the meat. Rashi says, the Kanim shall Sofit Bo Mitchiloso. Therefore, it's called the good korban. The kadam can eat from it. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Afilu Adam B'Koyt. Even if the dam is still in the cup, and before you made this rika, now we found out that it did not do a chet. He is still Yizrok. You're allowed to make this rika. For Yabos the Yechon, you're allowed to eat the meat also. So what's the machlekes here? For Yomer Rav says that Rabbi Yosi is b'shitas Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Yosef calls according to shitas Rabbi Shimon. The Yom that he says the klal is kol oimid lizrik as kuzarik dami. So it's considered like it's oimid lizrik, like you made a zrika. Here, as soon as you made the kabbalah sadam, the dam is in the kais. It was fit. It was oimid to make a zrika. But since there was time to make a zrika, at that time you did not realize that you did not do a chet. So there was a time for the zrika to be done. The teres nashim toli. Therefore, it's considered like the zrika was done. Even though that later you realize you did not do the chet, but still, since there was a zman when the zrika could have been done, the hechsher, you still have the right to do the zrika now, and the korban is kosher. So Mora says, and why? Because goes of Shimon Lishitai, goes like he calls Rabbi Yosi also Rabbi Shimon, that he says Kolayim and Lizrika is Kazorik Dami. So who are we seeing by zrika Saddam? We do say this Svaros Kaimin is Kazorik Dami. So Mora says, Midi Hu Taima Amri. The Rava Mishmer Rabbi Yosef Mechanino. So the more is the question, like who says that's the reason? Like Rashi says, Midiu Taima Kolema. So he Taima Rabbi Yosef Mishem Kazor Dami. Who said that's Shan Rabbi Yosef? And he goes like Rabbi Shimon because he said Kolema Lizuik. We're saying now you did not say Kolema Lizuik Kazor Dami. Maybe that's not the Shan Rabbi Yosef. Like Midiu Taima. The more says no. Amri Bema Rava Senar Tzisrael Mishmer Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanino. Like this. That high no time, there is no other reason of Rabbi Yosi, is high no time of Rabbi Yosi, that the survey holds that klisharis mekadishin es absum lechatchilo, because that since the dam came into a klisharis, it's mekadish the dam that you should make a krov, you should make a zrika now, even though the dam becomes possible. Rashi says klisharis could go in high kais, shin es kababoy hadam, is mekadishin es absumin, shin absum legamri lechagavna, it's not really possible, just here you found out that you do not do the chet, but since when it first came into the kli, he was aimed to make a zrika, therefore the kli sharis is mekadeshit, that right now lechatchil, you still have the right to make a zrika. Not because kol aimed lizrik is kazari dummy, but a new svara that a kli sharis is mekadeshin es absulin lechatchil lekorin. Oh, malay ravash, Rav Kano, so Ravash said that's Rav Kano, midi yom Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says, kol aimed lizrik is kazari dummy, so lechura, Kolaymid Lizrov na Mikasarov Dami, who a dinner should be, that Kolaymid anything is aimed to burn, should also be called like it's burnt. So Rashi says, the most question is now, Lamaida Sagabatik Mikor, that's what it was the Havamina. They said that Pshat from Rabbi Yossi is, that the Havamina was Rabbi Yossi goes according to Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that we hold Kolaymed Lizwik is Kazarik Dami, it's said like Zrika was done already. So if you hold that Svaro, Lachur, the same Svaro Shami by Srefa, that Kolaymed Lizwik should also be Kazarik Dami. If so, Noiseru Poro Amai Mitamutum Seichlim. Why do we say that the Mita became Noiser, or the Poraduma? Is Makamutum Seichlim. Even though you want to say that Hanish Nasa Kosha is not called Osabano, but our Koponim, since it's aiming to be burnt, it should be considered like it's burnt already. So it's like Ofer, and Ofer dust is not Makabutumah. So why is the Paraduma, why is the Noisa Makabutumah? It should be Afra Biyamaninu. Or Malay, you enter back like this, no, Chibas HaKodesh Makshirosan, Kozman is a Chiv, Hakrover on them, that Makshir them, to give it a shame tumah. So even though on one punct it's Oymid Lisrach Kisarov Dami, but since still there's an Oymid to have an Avoida done with it, therefore it's still called Kaichom. That's called Chibas HaKodesh. Like the attachment that it has to the Hegdish, to the Kodesh, to the Akrovam, is Machshiros and it makes it to Mekabal Tumah. Om Alev Ravin Rav Ashi, Nimehi de Mahan Yeluhu Chibas HaKodesh. Liyev Sule de Gufay, through the Chibas HaKodesh helps. That it should be chalap sulaguf, but likru tomei nami lemimni berishim v'sheni. In other words, the question of the chur chibas hakodesh only helps to be mastered. That in itself is going to become puzzle. The tum only makes the psul on it, but the gufa likori tomei nami lemimni berishim v'sheni, does it help? Now the chur really, it's not called an eichel here. It's kasar of dami. It's only the chibas hakodesh. Does the Chibas HaKodesh make it mamash like an eichel to have a din of Rishon and Sheni? If so, Tifshit should be poshted here to boy Rishlaka Shester for Shiloh. That the boy Rishlaka Shester Shiloh, Surir Shom Menachis. If you have these pieces of Menachis, means the pieces of Menachis, Meina Bar Rishon and Sheni, when it becomes Tomah, does it make a Rishon Tomah and Sheni Litomah? Or Yein Meina Bar Rishon and Sheni? Why? Because this Surir Shom Menachis, it's not really an eichel, it's only a chibas hakodesh. So you have a shiloh whether the chibas hakodesh makes it to mehavadin rishon v'sheni or not. So over here we should be a question. Yes, it is. The Rashi's here means sword means oyov v'ktsas, a little thick part of the seilis. Shlo nogu b'shem and didn't touch the oil. Well, it wasn't hukshel. Still, if a sheres touches it, it's mekabel tumah because of chibas hakodesh. And Rashi says in such a case, you have a shiloh. Does it become a rishon or not, or sheni or not? So according to our Gemara, we should be pointed, yes, that does become a Rishon and a Sheni. Gemara says, Ki mi bodel or Rish Lakish di Raisa, Ki karmina the Rabbonim. Rish Lakish is Shailu is, what's going to be midi Raisa? Midi Raisa, that the Chibas HaKodesh makes it into an Eichot of Mekabel Tumah, is that strong enough midi Raisa to give it a Shem Rishon and Tumah, and a Rishon makes a Sheni? That's his Shailu. Here in our Gemara, we're saying, yes, it does make a Rishon and a Sheni. He is only going to the Rabbanon. Rashi says, Ki kama liyel, the metamotumus eichlan, the mashma afilu limnus rishi mishani. We said before, yes, it does have a tumus rishi mishani. I'll tell you, with the Rabbanon, it's only the Rabbanon. The toilin, es hasheni, him kodeshu, the ensof and kodeshim, a tumus Rabbanon. And with that, I didn't tell him. Benachnam, midi, he writes attack, it's a suffix, whether the Chibas HaKodesh can give something a tumus rishi mishani. That there would be question before it is, that's only midrabbanim. Yes, Mishnah says like this: Ha'ime hareya lai b'machavas. Someone says he's mechayiv himself to bring a mincha of a machavas, this type of a mincha. And instead of that, the heavy b'macheshes, he brings it in the macheshes, in the deep pin. Instead of bringing it in the flat pin, he brings it in the deep pin. That's the opposite way. B'macheshes, he says he's menadim to bring a minchas macheshes, and the heavy b'machavas, he brings it in a machavas. Halacha is mashevi hevi. What he brings to Akir is kosher. It's called the good mincha. The mincha is kshera. But yedecha vosa lo yotz is not mekayim mischayv. Chur chosop is same halacha like tzvachim. Yishach the zevach shlo lishmo. So the korban is kosher. Just you're not yotz to yichayv. Yeah. What's going to be zu lo hovi v'machlas? He says what zu. Not haray alai. Doesn't make a chiv upon himself. Not because it's a neder. Or tells him Nadova. He says, Zu, this one is Nadova Lohovi Bemachvas, and instead the heavy b'macheshes, he brings it in macheshes, but also the opposite way, he says b'macheshes, heavy b'machabas, as a reizu psula, here the ma'isa psula, because he's mishana the mincho from the way he made the nidava for. But this is only nidava, not a chib upon you. So here we set that as psula. Rashi explains a little. Rashi says, what says, harezu psula, Rashi says, what the kovo kli, he was kaveya kli, she hiskabo, he en yochol ishnoisel kliacha. Hey, since here he said harezu, he said clearly the kli, so he can't change around into another kli. This here is psula. In the way she didn't say the kli, here he says, the kli, hey zula hovi b'machabas, here is psula. What's going to be if he says, harei alai shnei yasreinim, lovi b'kli echad. A regular mincha is only one yisrael. Here he's minchayed himself to bring two yasreinim of flour, but to bring it in one kli. The hevi b'shnei kelim, and instead he went and brought it in two kelim. He brought two minachas, each one an yisrael in each kli. Or else b'shnei kelim, he says he's going to bring these two yasreinim and two kelim. He ended up bringing it in one kli. So again, Mashevi Hevi, what he brought Tarki, it's kosher, it's a good mincha, but the Dechavosel Yotzi is not Mekayim Mischayv. His chayv was to do the way he said it, he wasn't Mekayim Mischayv. What's going to be so clearly, Eilu Lahobi the Kli Echad, so like these two Esrainim here should be brought in one kli, and then the Hevi Bishnei Kelim brought in two kelim, but the opposite way, so clearly these two Esrainim should be brought, Bishnei Kelim, should be brought in two kelim. They did the kli yechad, he brought it in one kli. So again, harei l'psulim, the same aside. Since he mentioned the kli here, he was kaveir, it has to be either in two kelim or in one kelim, you would do it the opposite way, and echnami, then harei l'psulim is like a possum. What's going to be if somebody says, harei olai shnei yasreinim, lovet the kli yechad. There's a chiv upon himself, harei olai, a chiv upon himself to bring two yasreinim. He also says, in one kli. And he brought it in two kelim. So before we had to say that it's kosher, so she not yotzi yechayv. Omru loy, they said back to him, the kli echad nodarti, I was, you made a net to bring it in one kli. Ekrivam b'kli echad ksherim, or b'shnei kelim sulim. And in this case, the omru loy, what they say back to him like this, that b'kli echad nodarti, you made a net to bring it in one. I can bring it in two. So it depends. If the person changes his mind now and agrees with Kli Echad, Taka brings it in one Kli, then Taka's Sherim. But Bishnei Kelim, if the guy still leaves it in two Kelim, then it's Taka Psulim. Because here also, he said the Kli, so he's Kaveh to bring in the Kli. As I realized, Shnei Asreinim loved the Kli Echad, he was Kaveh in one Kli, so if he ends up bringing in two Kelim, it's Taka Psulim. What's going to be, he says, also, Lashon of Harei Yolai, Shnei Asreinim loved Bishnei Kelim. Chayav to bring two esrainim in two kelim, of course, two separate menachas. Veiv b'kliyach, and he ends up bringing both of them in one kli. Some of these, the kohanim say to him, listen, b'shnei kelim nadarti, you made another bring it in two kelim. Say, grieve him, b'shnei kelim sherim, if he changes his mind now, itaka brings them in two kelim, itaka sherim. But in the son of b'kliyach, he only leaves them in one. We have before, is even though they're mixed up, but the ends of them are separate, that you can make a kmitza from each one separately, in a kmitza then it's kosher. But if it's got mixed up completely, that you can't even make a kmitza at the two ends, then tak is psula. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says about utricha. We have to have both cases in the Mishnah. Utricha. Diash minan hach kamaisa. We would have just heard the first case. Mishum diyama b'machavas v'kamaisi b'macheshes. He said in the machavas, and then he ended up bringing them in the Macheshes. Avol hocho di divid the Machabas. But here both of them were brought in the Machabas. Just he said two and one. Di divid the Macheshes. Ema maybe in the Nidroi na Miyotza. Maybe you'd be Yotzi in Nether also. The first Mishnah says a case of Machabas and Macheshes. And then it says a case of two Esrainim and one Esrainim. So I want to say by two and one you even Yotzi in the Nidroi. Kalashma, no, you're not Yotzi in the Nidroi either. The Ashwin and Hach, only the case of two Esrenim and one Esaren, Mishum the Kapolaglu, because you divide it in half. Like you're supposed to bring two in one, and you brought in two Kalim, so you divided them in half, that's worse. I will also delay Polagvei, but in the first case, in the ratio, we said to bring in a Machabas, and you brought in the Macheshes, I would have thought to say, Eimaloi, that since it's all in one Kli, maybe Lamaisi Mekai Mineder also, Tzricha. These are machlokes in both cases that tell me that even though the menachas are kosher, for the maisa you're not yotzi the nidroi. In other words, to bring dafka in the machavas, whatever you said, because dafka to bring two, and not to bring it in one keli, so therefore, that's chiddush, you're not yotzi neder. Yeah. That's why I need the machlokes in both places, two times the Mishnah. Nothing more says, turn around, but remember this. Ma shehevi hevi, enechanami. But with the nidra lo yotza. Like it says in the Mishnah, but Rabbi Shimon Omer, after the nidra nami yotza. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even yotza, the nidra yoso. Like we had Shan Rabbi Shimon in the first Mishnah, in the Masechta, that he holds that a shino machshava that we see clearly, a sheker is not called a shino machshava. So therefore, he holds the yotza. After the nidra is also yotza. Rashi says, what Akula must be, Rashi says, Polig, Tiksova Kviyas Demon Alav Kli, he also holds even the Sefer. Even though he said clearly the name of a Kli, that means nothing. A Kviyas the Kli, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not called a Kviyas. Therefore, even Yotzi and Nedir in the Sefer also. Now it says one in the Mishnah, he says, Zul Haviv Machbas, like you mentioned clearly the Kli, so we hold it's possible. I, Vatanya, we learned, like Kitshom Kli Sharis, but the klisharos was not mekadesh it. Rashi says, "For Tanya lekitchem, oisam klisharos shehevi boy, v'chivon de lekitchem amay psulais hamotzel adrino pleyesui b'yaisan kelim shenoda." As if you made a neder to bring it in a machavas, and you put it in a macheshes. So the brayse it says it's not even kiddush. There's no kedushas kli on it. In solachu it's not to kodush. So take it out of this kli and put it into the right kli. What does the mishnah say? Psula. When the Brisa says like kitchum means the koran, it doesn't receive the kedusha to bring it on the mizbeach to be makrivit. But kitchum lissol, provided there is a certain amount of kedusha tchal on this menorah, this mincha, the flower that got into this machavas, even though it's supposed to be in the macheshes, but now you put it into the machavas, and it does get kedusha, that's tzula. You can't use it, you can't redo it. Therefore, tzula. From Rabbi Abaye says, like Shon, when do we say this?